Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one and only who is always tenacious and audacious in this Central Texas area football recruiting game with a legit scoop each time we're blogging live on the air. Attention, attention, extra, extra, read all about it. The Centex Legit Football Combine is fastly coming upon us, folks. It is fastly approaching, only 11 days away. That's Saturday, July 18th, 2015, at Central Texas Christian School in Temple, Texas. That's at Central Texas Christian School in Temple, Texas. Oh, man, whoo! Going to be very, very exciting. And also, prospects throughout the Central Texas area are going to be there showcasing their skills, hoping to stand out above all others. Get registered in order to come out and showcase your skills against other really good student athletes. Just go to our website, thscoutingscoop.com, thscoutingscoop.com, pre-register. There is no on-site registration, so please do so accordingly as soon as you can. Student athletes, take advantage of the remaining portion of your summer break, because I want to encourage you to make sure that throughout this whole 600-mile radius of Central Texas, all the student-athletes that reside in the central region of the Lone Star State, to make sure you're working hard every day. Keep working hard. Do not slack up. Idleness and laziness are not tolerated if you want to be an outstanding student and athlete. So you must continue to apply yourself every day. Hey, when everybody else is out partying, make sure you're at home doing those push-ups. Make sure you're at home doing those sit-ups. Make sure you're at home basically doing something productive to keep your body in excellent shape. Make sure you expatriate yourself from any type of foolishness out there and become your own young man. If you take care of your business off the field, believe me, things, good things, can happen for you. I have no doubt that your time will come, especially if you're a prospect that have yet to receive your first scholarship offer, or if you're a young prospect trying to either make the varsity squad or earn a starting spot on the varsity squad. So make sure that insatiable appetite continues to stay unsatisfied because you're trying so much harder to get better each and every day. Well, tonight we have a special guest. 2017 outside linebacker prospect, Marquez Bimich from Brenham High School. This guy is destined to have a fabulous junior year after having a very good sophomore season, and we want to make sure that we give him enough exposure by way of this radio show, our scouting report, and our upcoming magazines, so that he'll be recognized amongst numerous college coaches and scouts like myself. As always, this is going to be a great combo with another intriguing prospect here in the Central Texas area. Immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. That's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com to see this young man's profile and highlights. Follow us on Twitter at thscoutingscoop, at Scouting Scoop with the popular hashtags Syntex Football and also Football Recruiting. If you see either one of these hashtags, most likely you will usually see a tweet associated with T.A. Scouting Scoop. In addition, send us a friend request at T.A.'s Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, T.A.'s Syntex, last word football prospects, and we'll make sure that we accept your friendship on Facebook. Also, our magazines, remember, we're the only ones who publish the Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, or a football magazine geared towards the Central Texas area and recruiting for football. Our Winter Honors Report is still available, thscoutandscoop.com. Click on Scouting Magazine and order your copy. And also, just to keep in mind, our Summer 1 magazine is coming up. We have a Summer 1 and Summer 2 magazine, which will be published basically in a time span that's not too far apart. But those will be available for all of our football fans out there. This is basically the winter edition that is. It's basically for everyone that made all district, all Syntex, my personal all Syntex team that is, and all state, and all our seniors that signed letters of intent to go to college this past National Signing Day. It's a very interesting piece of work, and yours truly is always definitely proud to be associated with it. Calling all Central Texas area businesses. Calling all Central Texas area businesses. We invite you to advertise either on our radio show, our blog site, and or our magazine. Just reach out to us either on social media or our email, thscoutandscoop@gmail.com, thscoutandscoop@gmail.com, and we will render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. Very exciting, and we want to do nothing more but help other Central Texas businesses build up even more than what they already are. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to be back to talk with our very special guest this evening, Marquez Bimich from Brenham High School. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right. That's Big T Toastmasters in Temple. But remember, Toastmasters is an international organization, so you can always find one in a city near you. The motto for Toastmasters is, if you get out of Toastmasters what you want to get out of Toastmasters, then you'll never get out of Toastmasters. And believe me, I will never be able to speak live on the air nor in front of people had it not been for me joining Toastmasters some time ago. So, again, if you want to improve on your public speaking skills, presentation skills, et cetera, well, Toastmasters definitely is an organization that can work. If it can help me out, believe me, it can help you out. All right. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome to our show our guest this evening, 2017 outside linebacker prospect from Brenham High School, Marquez Bimich. Marquez, how you doing this evening?
Pretty good.
All right, young man, I'm definitely glad that you came on the show. I know you've been doing some pretty big things throughout your summer, been very, very active, and we're going to go ahead and get this show on the road, most definitely, I appreciate you coming on our show this evening.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, Marquez, you attend Brenham High School in the Brazos Valley area. This is the same school that produced the likes of legends like Wilson Whitley, Lyman Swede, and recent NFL first-round draft pick Malcolm Brown. Yay, Malcolm, Central Texas representing. What does it mean to you to be a Brenham Cub and be from the city of Brenham?
It means a lot to me. I'm humble and thankful that I get to walk the same halls as these guys and be amongst the coaching that they had and see how they turned out, and it's just a great feeling.
Okay. All right, sounds good. And what about being from Brenham in general, being from the city of Brenham?
Being from Brenham, we get a lot of we get a lot of smack talk from the surrounding schools, but, I mean, we're small, but that doesn't really mean too much. So, I mean, it's a good thing being from Brenham.
Okay. All right. Well said, young man. Well said. Now, what are the goals of the Cubs for this upcoming season? Because I know you guys usually are well-known in the postseason and having a long history of being in the postseason, especially since Coach West has been there. But what are you guys' goals for this upcoming season?
Well, just like you just said, it's just to go deep in the playoffs and see whatever whatever happens. And, that's one of our main goals.
Okay. All right. Now, aside from yourself, is there anyone on your team, anyone else on your team that you like to make known for college coaches, for football fans, and scouts like myself that we need to be aware of?
There's one in the class of 2017. His name's Darvis Watson. He plays for Brenham. He's a receiver, great hands, great skills, all-around player, multi-sport athlete. He's definitely one to look for.
Okay. And say his name just a little bit louder so we can hear you on the airwaves.
Darvis Watson.
Darvis Watson. Folks, remember that name, Darvis Watson. If you're out there watching the Brenham Cubs underneath those Friday night lights this upcoming fall, remember that name, Darvis Watson, in addition to remembering Marquez Bimmitt. Now, Marquez, of course, we all know that if you're ineligible, there's no way you can play football. What is your grade point average and how important are academics to you personally?
My GPA right now is a 2.8, and being around my dad and my family, my mom, it's very important. So I get lessons from them every day about it. So, I mean, it's a pretty important thing to me.
Okay. All right. Okay, and for those of you all out there, again, on this radio show, and also just my philosophical approach in general is that you have to hit those books hard. Believe me, I'm a former student athlete myself, and I've seen many guys fall by the wayside just because they were lazy in the classroom. The two have to go hand in hand, and you always have to keep those things in mind in order for you to be able to modulate your skills on the field. You definitely have to be able to handle those books in the classroom. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and talk more with Marquez Bimmitt of Brenham High School. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, Ms. D and her crew at Inspired Design Barbershop and Hair Salon located in Killeen, Texas on Stan Sleater Loop. Go out there, get yourself tightened up, get yourself even more beautified up, and believe me, you'll definitely be impressed with the services. All right. Attention prospects. Remember, the Syntex Legit Football Combine, Saturday, July 18th in Temple, Texas at Central Texas Christian School. Go on our website and register. TAScottandScoop.com and click on Football Combine. Get yourself registered because, again, it's going to be a very exciting and a lot of competition that's going to be fulfilling throughout the whole event. Marquez, we're back. Marquez Bimmitt from Brenham High School.
Yes, sir.
Marquez, since we're talking about football, we're talking about recruiting, and you're playing outside linebacker, what is your height, your weight, and your hand time in the 40, your fastest hand time?
Fastest hand time is a 4.79. My height is 6'2". My weight is 214.5.
Okay. 214.5?
Yes, sir.
Okay, man, so you've been pumping that iron, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. 214. okay? And you said 479. All right, folks, for those of y'all out there that are listening, for a young prospect like Marquez, those are some exceptional numbers that definitely can get college coaches' attention early. Now, you said 479, and some of you guys out there, some of you naysayers, you may think that, oh, okay, well, he really ain't that fast. Well, actually, if you watch Marquez's film, you'll see that he moves really fast on the field as far as being able to get to the ball, which is one thing I definitely appreciate and admire about his game individually. Now, Marquez, I want to ask you this. You play outside linebacker. What do you feel are your strengths as a linebacker?
One thing, using my hands. I think using your hands is one thing that you need to have on defenses. Know how to use your hands, how to get past those linemen, and I think that's a really big strength.
Okay. All right. And what ways do you feel you can improve at your position?
To me, honestly, I think lateral movement, getting my 40 down and just getting my feet right, and yeah, that's about it.
Okay. And that's, you know, those are some good points you made. And sometimes, Marquez, just to let you know, sometimes with the 40, it's just sometimes it comes down to just being able to understand how to run the 40. That's why a lot of those college prospects that get ready for the NFL, they hire those personal trainers, those guys to help them to be able to actually run the 40 correctly as far as starting off with your burst and those things. So, I mean, who knows? Your situation may not necessarily be that you don't have the speed because you show it on the field all the time, but just knowing the science of how to run the 40-yard dash. Okay, well, many people, and you touched on this before, many people may consider Brenham a small country town. What is your response to any of those dollars and naysayers that feel you are only good because you play at a school in a small town as opposed to one of the big city schools?
My thing is, if there are any doubters, naysayers, have they seen any of the people that we play in our district? I mean, we're probably the smallest school in our district, and we're just pounding teams in the Houston area and the Brown Valley area. Yeah.
You big city folks, did y'all hear that? All you big city folks out there that's listening, did you hear that? That's right. The Brenham Cubs normally are bouncing guys all over the field on Friday nights. So, again, it doesn't matter where you're from. Like Master P said, it matters how you come. So, again, when you come with it on Friday nights like the Brenham Cubs do, it'll make the naysayers eat their words and eat them real hard. So I'm glad you pointed that out, Marquez. I'm definitely glad you pointed that out. Now, do you play any other sports? And if so, which one?
Yes, sir. Baseball.
Baseball? Okay. All right, man. You one of the few prospects on here that I've interviewed that said that you play baseball and not run track. And I'm glad to hear that you play baseball because that's definitely the thinking man's game. So how do you feel playing baseball has helped you to physically mature as an athlete on the gridiron?
In baseball in Brenham, if you know, it's a pretty big deal, and we do a lot of conditioning. So, I mean, that gets you ready for football, too. And it's a big helps you mentally, too, on the football field.
Okay. All right. And like I just said, it's a thinking man's game. So you definitely cannot help but to become a better athlete cerebrally in football by being the guy that plays baseball and being more attentive to detail. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break. Then we're going to be back and talk more with Marquez Bimich from Brenham High School. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatment. Inspired Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Sand City Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
Well, earlier I posted on social media for all you student-athletes is that a lot of you student-athletes need to change your Twitter name to your name so more college coaches can locate you on Twitter. I mean, believe me, even as a scout, it's frustrating when I see all these nicknames. I mean, if the nickname is close to the name that you use, yeah, okay, I can understand that. But all these other names that you may be known by, your neighborhood age, college coaches can't always pick those names out. So, again, it will help you as student-athletes out there to be more recognized by college coaches if you use your regular name or something close to it on Twitter as opposed to something that's remotely different. So, again, just giving you words of advice. So, again, you know, I just recommend that you take heed. Anyway, we're back. Marquez Bimich from Brenham High School. Marquez, how is recruiting going for you thus far? And what schools are showing you interest?
It's going pretty good. I mean, the process, it started really early, right after my sophomore year. And three schools I talked to are SMU, Kansas, and TCU.
Okay, all right, SMU, Kansas, TCU. And what, I guess, give us, like, type of things that those coaching staffs reference to you when they talk with you?
The coach from SMU, he just told me to keep working hard just to know that we're looking at you and keep your grades up and you might earn a scholarship. And the same thing that the guys from Kansas and TCU said, it all came around to the same thing.
Okay. All right. So I assume you've been attended some camps this summer, which leads me to my next question. Are you planning to attend any other football camps for the remainder of this summer? And if so, which one?
No more camps this summer.
Okay. All right. Your body's kind of spent, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Understood. Well, anyway, like I said, make sure you, of course, you continue to take care of yourself, and hopefully, you know, you are still healthy. But we definitely like to see at our camp, you know, if you could make it down. Although Brenham is, you know, a great distance, but you know, we'd be glad to see you match up against some of these other prospects that we have out here. Now, do you have any lasting comments that you would like to share with our listeners about you and your Cub teammates?
All I have to say is come see us on Friday nights. You won't be disappointed. That's all I can say.
All right. The Brenham Cubs, folks, the Brazos Valley area, Brenham, one of the last cities on the eastern part of the Central Texas area, located in the Brazos Valley. These guys, folks, they play ball. They always make deep runs in the playoffs. You can always expect to see them in the playoffs, and hopefully they'll be able to get that state championship here before you know it. Always a pleasantry to see Centex teams winning state in Jerry World. Now, Marquez, hey, man, it was a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks again. I appreciate you for conducting yourself in a well and memorable type of fashion. Young man, I wish you nothing but endless success and just keep working hard, again, like you're always unsatisfied.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And stay on top of those books as well. All right, folks. Well, that's Marquez Bimich from Brenham High School, located in Brenham, Texas, the Cubs. Again, they're serious about their football down there. And, again, they like to bounce people around on Friday nights, their opponents, that is. Well, again, remember, for any Centex area businesses out there, we invite you to advertise either on our radio show, our blog page, and or our magazine. Just reach out to us either on social media or email us at thscoutandscoop@gmail.com. That's thscoutandscoop@gmail.com so that we can render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. Also, once again, if you have not done so, follow us on Twitter at thscoutandscoop, at thscoutandscoop, popular hashtag, football recruiting, or Centex football. Send us a friend request on Facebook, TA's Centex Football Prospects. That's TA's Centex Last Word Football Prospects, and we'll make sure that we add you as well. And remember to go on our website and order a copy of our magazine, thscoutingscoop.com, thscoutingscoop.com, and click on Scouting Magazine. Remember the football combine Saturday, July 18th in Temple, Texas, at Central Texas Christian School. Central Texas Christian School, or CTCS, as they call it here locally. Well, for TA and for Marquez Bimich, I'd like to wish you all safety and prosperity out there. Make sure, again, prospects, that you're working hard, keeping your nose clean, and make sure, always make sure that you recognize where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is T.A. signing off from yet another show. Be blessed.